You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Psalm, chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Brethren, there are certain blessings that do not require prayer. Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You don't need to pray about being blessed in that respect. Just be poor in spirit. Just be meek. Just be merciful. Just be peaceful. And you will discover that you are automatically walking in those kind of blessings. The Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. That means that you do not act according to the counsel of sinful people, ungodly counsel, ungodly advice. Somebody tells you that your wife is your trouble. You must put away your wife and marry another. And you too, you are acting on such foolish promptings. That means that you are not a blessed man. You are an ungodly man. You see, if you see this passage, you will see the contrast between a godly man and an ungodly man, a righteous man and an unrighteous man, or a sinful man. He says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Are you acting based on wrong advice? You are a married man because you have not had a child. Some people are telling you, go and marry another woman outside so that you too can have a child in this world. Who told you must have a child in this world? Who told you must go and commit adultery in order to have a child? And you are acting on such foolish advice. The Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. The advice in your life, who are those people giving you the advice? Are those advice godly? He said, nor stands in the path of sinners. That means you are not operating the way sinners operate. The path means ways. It means how they do things. Whose example are you following? Is it the example of Jesus or the example of sinners? Is it the example of Christ or the example of the people of this world? What path are you following? How are you going about your life? Are you employing sinful ways to accomplish something? For example, you want to travel out of the country and then you are falsifying documents, because that is how everybody have been doing it. Everybody just manipulate documents, lie about their age. People conduct fake marriage and then present it so that they can be granted stay, or they can be granted green card or whatsoever document for residency. And then you are compromising because people are doing it. That means that you are standing in the path of sinners. That the way that they are taking, that's the way you are going. Then he says, not sit in the seat of the scornful. You see, what you sit on is your understanding. That is what informing your decision in life. May you not sit on the seat of the scornful. May you not sit on the understanding of the wicked, thinking the way the wicked thinks. That is sitting in the seat of the scornful. That means that you are just mocking God when you are sitting in the seat of the wicked. Your understanding, what is behind your decision making, is the way the wicked is, or the scornful is the way they think that you are also thinking. That's why the scripture says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Bible says your delight should be in his word. Why? To obey it. Jesus said, he that hear the sayings of mine and obeys it is like the man that builds his house on the rock. He said, but the ungodly are not like that. Can you see? So you see, you are the one determining what is happening to you. The righteous man had a way of his life. Then the ungodly man also. Each one is the one determining what happened to them. So, brethren, the Lord has put the ball in our court. We have grace to act right. You can either be a godly man that is blessed or be an ungodly man. My prayer is that you will be a godly man in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.